right, this is about to be awesome. I'm about to tell you about my experience at Boat Church this morning. So right now, while we're recording, it is Easter Sunday. This will come out right after I'm done with this. So this will come out on Easter. So this morning I was at home. I got home late last night, woke up this morning, whole family at the house, went, got on the boat at like 8 and shot over to Boat Church on Lake Burton. And it was awesome. It was incredible. I think this is our third time going as a family. And the guy, they have a different preacher every year for Easter Sunday. And this one this year, he lives in Gainesville now. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, there's a lot of old people. Like, it's a whole, like, range, but there's a lot of old people that go to this thing. And all three of the guys that were out there kind of running the show were all, like, 80 years old plus. And it was really cool. Like, you couldn't hear this one guy on the microphone. They were bragging about the new PA because last year their PA system broke. So they had to like talk loud, and they're not loud anyway. They're old. And like everyone in the crowd couldn't hear a single word the dude preached, but it was like, it was good. It was funny. Like nobody could hear the dude speak. And then they got new PA system this year and they were bragging on it, and like we still couldn't hear him. I don't know. It was funny. And the teaching pastor got up there, the one that gave the message today, and he made like a joke. He was funny. He was really funny. He spoke really, really well. He's been doing it for 40-something years, 50-something years. So, yeah, like 50-plus years he's been doing it because he started when he was 24. And his message this morning was awesome, and I could really relate to it. And he kind of got up there and talked a little bit about his journey and what he's gone through as a preacher and kind of basically all the stuff that he's gone through to be where he's at today. And his main point was God is in control. And no matter what he did in life, and no matter what he does, and no matter what we do, God is in control. And he was talking about his grandkid. He's got a grandson who plays baseball now. He's like, and my grandson loves baseball. He's like, and this granddad loves to watch him play baseball. And apparently, like, his grandson had a bad game or whatever. And the preacher wrote him, his grandson, a note, a handwritten note. And in the note, he was like, Jack, like, I love you. Like, when you get a hit, I love you. When you strike out, I love you. When you win, I love you. And when you lose, I love you. He's like, do you see the reoccurring theme there? He's like, I love you regardless. Like, it doesn't matter if you strike out, hit a home run, win or lose. He's like, that really doesn't matter. I'm not here to watch all that. I'm here to just watch you. He's like, and that's the same thing with God. It really doesn't matter all this other stuff. He has unconditional love. And then he kind of related this to his experience in preaching. He's like, when I got into this thing, when I was 24 years old, it's like, I had no experience. I didn't know what to expect. It's like, the only thing that I had going for me was enthusiasm. He's like, I thoroughly enjoyed doing this. I like learning about God. I like reading about God. I like getting up in front of people and talking about God. He's like, now, not all of my like sermons went well. He's like, I butchered a lot of them. He's like, I try to make some things funny. No one would laugh. I try to like connect two different thoughts together. He's like, no one were following me. So like, it didn't start out great, but he said people would like to listen to him, and he kept doing it because his enthusiasm, because he was excited to do something. And he said he just kept doing it. And over time, he gained experience. And now he's really experienced. He's got over 50 years of doing this. And you could tell that was not his first time getting up there in front of a crowd and speaking. It was incredible. Like, he didn't miss. His rhythm was great. He didn't miss. He kept the entire crowd engaged the entire time. I mean, it was impressive. But he was talking about how at first he didn't have experience. He could only really rely on his enthusiasm. Like, people in the crowd could tell that he wanted to be there and speak. They could just tell by how he spoke, his actions, his preparation. He was just excited to be there, and other people were excited to have him there is what he was trying to say. But he really had no plan. He didn't have much experience. And I kind of related this to my journey. Like, when I go to church, when I hear these messages, my favorite part about going to church is the people, meeting new people, and being around this, that energy and the message. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not much of a big singer. So when we worship, like, I like that. But it's not my favorite part. My favorite part is the message. Because I try to relate, like, I try to pick, like, one nugget. That's why, like, what did you get out of that? Like, I love after church. After church is my favorite when I go with family or friends, because I'm like, all right, so what did you get out of that? and to see if maybe we got the same thing. But I like picking up and trying to apply that into my life. I'm like, hey, am I doing this? Like, where can I check myself? Where can I be better? Or just in general. And this message resonated with me today of kind of the journey, like his journey. That's what he got up there and kind of spoke about. And how he was okay with it because he trusted God, because God is in control. And right now, like, I don't have a whole lot of experience doing this. Like, what with whatever I'm doing, I don't have a whole lot of experience in. But I have enthusiasm. I have something about me. I'm excited to do these things. Now, I might forget, like, I might be mid-conversation like I was with Michael Smoke and totally lose train of thought and just look at me like, dang, bro, like, I forgot what I was going to ask you. Or my phone will stop recording, or this computer GarageBand will stop recording, and we have to stop, and everything will stop in the middle of a conversation in a podcast, and I have to redo it all. Like, so I don't have all the experience to be great at this right now, but I have enthusiasm. People want to keep doing this because they can tell I'm excited because it matters to me. I like doing this. And if this is God's will, he's going to allow me to do it. Like, God is in charge. And that is just a reassuring feeling to me. And I'm not the biggest Christian. I'm not perfect at all. And this is what I like. I liked what he said too. He's like, no one sins more than me. He's like, sometimes when I get up here and speak in front of you, it's crazy because people listen to me, but I sin. He's like, I am a sinner. Like me, I am a sinner. And people will listen to me. Like, I get awesome DMs all the time. Just be, like, I don't know. It's just wild to me. Because you see on social media all these people with these big platforms and you think they can do no wrong. You think, damn, they make... like, social media will just make it look like someone's making all the right moves all the time. Like, so you can, like, you can make a perspective. You can frame it in a way on social media to make it look like you're making the right moves all the time. That's not the case, dude. That's not the case. I know it's not because we're all human. And that's just the best part of God to me. Like, we don't, he doesn't ask for us to be like our perfection. He doesn't ask for us to be perfect. He just wants our yes. He just wants us to try. Like, he literally just wants us to try to follow him, and he will help us. Like, he will meet us. We don't have to do this thing by ourselves. We don't have to walk all the way. He will meet us. So I don't know. I really liked his message. It's like, work with what you have. Like, if you're going to start out, you're not going to have experience. What do you have? For me, I have enthusiasm. Like, I like doing this. I like showing up. I get excited about this stuff. Like, every time I do a podcast, every time I get around people I don't know, I just get excited. And I show it too. I can't hide it. Oh no, I just really enjoyed that message of just God is in control. God is in control. And I want to get closer to God too. I've been praying a lot more recently. And like my prayer that I've been praying a lot recently is, God, like, I am lost. I want you. I need you. I want a better relationship with you. God, use me as an example, God, of someone that wants a relationship with you. God, that is in pursuit of growing a relationship with you. God, I don't want people to know that I'm a Christian just through social media, even though I don't blast it out like I'm like that. I want people to look at me and be like, yes, he is on fire for the Lord. God, I want that relationship with you. Use me as someone who doesn't know exactly where he's going in life. Someone that doesn't know exactly, like, use me as someone that is lost, that wants to be found, for other people to realize, okay, I can be found too. I'm not saying that, like, I'm lost and sin or anything like that, which I am a sinner, but I want a stronger relationship with God. I do. And I've been praying this prayer of, God, use me as an example of someone who is lost, that wants to be found, that wants a relationship, a stronger relationship with you, God. And you don't have to have experience. You don't have to have all this stuff figured out. All he wants is your yes. All he wants is us to try to pursue him. And that is what I'm doing. I am trying to pursue a relationship and grow my relationship with God stronger. and surrounding myself with people like Lewis, like Gabriel, like Colin Beacham. Like, these people help me become closer to God. Like Jordan, like Zion. These people help me become closer with God. Because we have these conversations, like, and my buddy Evan Thompson, like Isaac Foster. Because we have these conversations about God. And we'll have difficult conversations. I don't know. I'm just really blessed for the people in my life. I am just really blessed to have the people in my life that I have. So I just wanted to get on here and kind of tell you about, you know, Easter service this morning. It hit me. It resonated with me a lot. So I love and appreciate each one of you, and I'll see y'all next week.